Thousands of Israeli soldiers say they will refuse orders to evict Jewish settlers from their homes in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he's committed to evacuating settlers and withdrawing Israeli troops from Gaza beginning next summer. But academics and politicians in Israel say the soldiers' refusal movement could undermine the army's image. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
For the past several months, Jewish settlers have been waging a campaign against Sharon's Gaza plan. As the withdrawal nears, their protests have gained in intensity. At one demonstration, 32-year-old Shlomi Zolden recalls that his family was evacuated from the Sinai settlement of Yamit more than 20 years ago after the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty was signed. Now Zolden, a first lieutenant in the infantry, could be called on to help evacuate Jewish settlements in Gaza. And even before he's been asked, he says his answer is no.
There are 8,000 people living in their homes there, and there is no moral power in the world that can force them to move. The people haven't decided to do this. For me, this is what's called a black flag. Morally, I simply can't participate in this.
Zolden has signed a petition saying he will refuse orders to evacuate Jewish settlers from their homes. The petition is being organized by a right-wing activist, Noam Livnat, who is currently under investigation for incitement to violence. Soldiers can sign up at bus stations in Israel or on the Internet. Livnat says he already has more than 5,000 signatures, and he will present the petition to the government when he has 10,000. Zolden says many soldiers who haven't yet signed feel like he does.
I don't believe it will really come to this, but if it does, many people will say, this I simply won't do.
In Israel, the army has always been a unifying institution considered to be above the political fray. In the ongoing confrontation over his Gaza withdrawal plan, Sharon has insisted repeatedly that soldiers must obey the orders of the government. And he has called on the settlers not to involve the army in a political dispute, saying it could threaten the nation's unity. Spokesman Yuval Porat says the official organization of the settlers, the Council for Judea and Samaria, does not support refusal to obey orders. But he warns Sharon that if he continues with his Gaza withdrawal plan, the soldiers themselves will refuse the orders.
We do believe that tens of thousands of people will disobey orders because a lot of people will not be able to commit such an order to expel people from their homes. I do believe that tens of thousands of soldiers, religious and secular, will not execute such orders.
The settlers, backed by right-wing politicians, including some in Sharon's Likud party, are demanding a national referendum on the Gaza pullout. Sharon has rejected the idea, saying a referendum would only delay the withdrawal. Israeli army estimates are that more than a quarter of all officers are observant Jews. Dozens of their rabbis have called on these soldiers to refuse orders. Mordechai Eliyahu is a former chief rabbi of Israel. No person in the world, no power in the world, no government in the world, he said, has the right to give up what God has given us. The government has already begun to respond to those who say they will refuse orders. More than 30 reserve officers were stripped of their commands after they signed a petition saying they would refuse any role in the Gaza withdrawal plan. Earlier this month, an off-duty soldier was tried and sentenced to 28 days in jail after he attempted to obstruct other soldiers who were dismantling an unauthorized outpost in the West Bank. The jail sentence was later overturned on a technicality. Back at the settlers' demonstration, Shlomi Zolden says he doesn't want to go to jail. But he says if it's a choice between prison and evacuating Jews from their homes, he'll choose prison. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.